Now entering Nerdist.com.
Hey, everybody. Well, here's part two. And by the way, we posted a video that Mikey LaRue made of a little rendition of the whole evening. We posted it on the Facebook page. So here we are. The mattresses are all over. The air mattresses, the living room, the dining room, we're all laying down. If you see the video, you can see exactly how it all looked. And that's it. So, I like that music in the background. I really like that music. Hold on, let me just listen to the music.
Guitar.
Well, I really like it. And so here we go. Katie faded in. I think the first thing we hear is Daniel being happy he got the sofa. Here we go.
I feel so lucky I got this couch spot.
Oh, really? How are you down a little?
How's your J.Crew jeans and pajamas working?
Okay, first of all, you think I'm wearing J.Crew jeans, you fucking asshole?
Yes.
You wear J.Crew jeans?
The answer in a word, yes.
Guys, you know, I just wanted to say that how much fun is this, right?
So much fun.
Look at us. Do you get a good picture of that, Mikey? Can you get a wide shot of the whole room?
Just bring the lights up for the wide shot.
No, it's fine.
Chris, he can handle it.
You ready? You know what? Lighten it in post. And don't tell me about it.
The amount of light that I've gotten.
Mike, you know what? You spoiled me. You got good pictures.
You even had your neighbors turn off their lights.
You know what? Because that's...
Because they're dumb.
That's power. That's
pre-owned.
Thank you.
Oh, that's Mikey that I called Mickey in the song.
Yep.
Oh, that's Mickey.
Mickey Morandini.
Did you get a good picture of us?
Yes.
Well, everybody, that's it. Look, I've never seen... Look at Rory and Jordan just cuddling over there.
Disgusting.
Are you having fun, Jordan?
Too cute.
Yeah.
No.
That's fun.
Come on.
Okay.
Hey, Rory, are you having a good time?
Yeah.
Lynn?
I'm tired.
Final words, everybody. We'll start with you, Daniel. We have to make... This is the one-year anniversary. It's got to be fucking... This show has to mean something.
Right.
Am I right?
Right.
Thank you. At least Chris gets it.
Sure.
I don't think you guys understand. This has to be a special episode.
Sure. Todd,
yeah.
Can I tell you something?
No, is it going to have to do with making my show better and special?
Can I tell you something on this one-year anniversary?
What?
Did you know that 1 year after they started shooting the show, the Golden Girls all received their own trailers with the insignia of the show on the door? And I got nothing for that.
You know what?
So
you know
prepared.
What? We'll do it in post. Can you mark that? No, you put the music in. Like we just did.
We'll do it live.
Okay, I got one, right?
We'll do it live! Okay. Fuck it! Fuck it!
We'll do it live!
Fuck it! I can't fucking take it anymore! We'll do it fucking live because every fucking one of you sits around with your fucking cock up your ass! So, I'll do it fucking live!
Todd. Spring break!
Todd.
Oh, Todd. What?
Okay, ready?
Where's Eric?
This 1 year anniversary reminds me of something.
Well, the lights. Hold on.
That every year on the anniversary of the first episode of The Golden Girls, all the cast members would get together at B. Arthur's house, and they would all have a sleepover, and every one of them would blow coke in Estelle Getty's asshole.
Wait, did I be honest? I did know that. I did know that. Well, everybody,
so far.
I guess this is what it's all about. Hey, don't say we have to pay residuals. All of a sudden, I'm so cheap. What if I did all the music I wanted, paid a shitload of money for it, but you do one song? Please, I've got...
One is the loneliest.
I just figured out what that song meant a week ago.
What?
One is the loneliest number. I never got it.
What is it?
Then again, I never got that Knott's Berry Farm was a berry farm, so I guess I should set my expectations.
That's not embarrassing.
Thank you. It's easy to laugh. You know, you guys...
Yeah, it's not so embarrassing. It's not so embarrassing. Get it? You
oh, my
idiot.
God.
Penny, not know.
Yes.
Obviously, it's a berry farm.
It's what? Not. It's not very easy to understand.
Yeah.
It's not very easy. To understand. Yeah. So Eric. I get it.
Eric, it's Eric. Not very strange that Eric. You made that mistake. I think yeah. It's not very strange.
Eric, here, you Yeti. Yeah.
Get come on in here.
Eric. Get in here.
Why? So the scariest thing on earth.
Stop stepping
here?
On my blanket.
Lay next to Blake.
Don't.
No.
No.
Sit
dude.
Up there on the sofa, comfortable. Why? Why? Because it's they're comfortable. You know, it's when someone lays next to you and you don't want them to, then you're uncomfortable and you have to act
yeah.
like you are.
Welcome to my life.
Like I'm doing right now?
Yeah. You know what? I think that's a comfortable distance for now.
I'm okay with him.
Somebody laid in between the both of you? No.
I'm...
Listen, I want to say that, I'm not good at saying nice things. I like a guy who pretties himself to be that tough guy. I know you don't, you look at a guy like me, you think I'm made of steel. No, we don't actually. You look at a guy like me, you go, what's a guy like that need?
No, we never want to.
I know what you're thinking. With looks like mine, what do I got to complain about? But you know what?
Hey, your looks.
I know you look at a guy like me with a house like this and you go, what's he got to complain about?
I don't remember.
No, this house is not that
but
great.
But I'm going to tell you right now, and you look at a guy with my career and you go, I'd be happy with his career.
No,
ambition is a thing.
But at the end of the day, I'm thinking about an apple cake in there with custard, which will be at cutting...
for breakfast?
No. Apple pie for breakfast. We have great things for breakfast.
I don't believe you.
More dessert?
No.
I don't believe you.
I have homemade Flitston Stoodle Puffs from my Uncle Flitstenstein's store.
My name's Dr. Dinosaur.
I make a good cookie.
I've only got stories.
You know what's horrible cookie? The Mexican stores.
Thank you.
They look so good in the case, and I go to bite into them. Chomp.
That's not very nice to say.
It's not very nice to say.
That's not very nice
at all.
You
know, I do impersonations. Here's my impersonation of someone biting into an apple.
Hey, I already did that.
I know, I heard you.
It's good, isn't it?
You know what? You get the point across.
Blake hurt me.
Well, guys.
Hey.
I didn't want to tell you this, but...
Jordan farts in her sleep.
Oh, is that your way of telling what you did? What if you make her... What if you make her take the blame? She's like, I just can't help it. Because she wants to protect you. Meanwhile, that's clearly coming out of your ass. Jordan's like, oh my God, I'm mortified. In the morning, you make her say it at breakfast. So literally five times during breakfast,
so
she goes, guys, I got to tell you last night, I don't know what it was, but obviously you heard me. It was just really bad. And then you look at her. You look at her, Rory, like, say it again, because you still don't think they... But
I'm mouthing it.
Yeah, you go. And then she's reading what you're mouthing. She's going, no, really, that was gross of me. I'm a disgusting pig.
Oink,
I
oink,
just
oink.
Fart and fart like a big fat cow. But a big ugly cow. Like not even a nice cow.
Like not a thin
not
pig.
A thin pretty cow. Like one of those cows.
Like a hot smoking oxen.
Like a hot smoking oxen. All right, everybody, you've been great. Don't think we're going anywhere. Heard it. Hey, by the way, I heard two people talking about at the Starbucks a few weeks ago. One was saying, who do you think was the best host of Family Feud, right? And then they said, oh, one woman goes, the old guy.
Richard Dawson.
No, I don't mean to say the old guy. Yeah, Richard Dawson. And the other said, I remember thinking, that's the most boring conversation I've ever heard. And then later I told someone else the story and we started to discuss. Exactly what they were discussing. So like, how much can we make fun of them? They go, you know who I think it was? I go, well, not that I'd pick anybody, but if I was going to. And then I go, oh my God, we're not only having a boring conversation, we're having it about another boring conversation.
You're elaborating on it.
My life is over. All right, everybody. Well, this is, it's time we say goodnight. We are in bed right now. You got a picture of it.
Where are we, Todd? Describe the room.
Well, there's a picture of the room, but we're in the, you know, we took the sofas, we pushed them. Well, I think people can see the picture. Maybe you could sing it. Tomorrow, we'll get up early probably because we're all together. We'll have a little bit of breakfast.
Good.
We'll talk a little bit over some coffee. The reason I'm excited tomorrow is because it'll be my version if I was Regis and Kathy. It's the closest I ever gonna get. So I'm so excited, like, to have a cup of coffee and be able to go, what'd you do last night? you know, we could say, oh, it was fun. I'll tell you what, everybody slept over. It was dynamite. Anyway, that's all I got there. So, you know, what if I mean, really, I should just keep talking. If someone is up, you know, one point, at this point, if you're listening, you go, you know what, I'm tired. I totally understand. Just turn. Might be the part that we part ways. But for somebody else, they go, you know what, I'm laying down, I'm listening with you. Then we have another little bit of a journey to go on. But I don't want you to keep going on
this
a journey.
This is the guy
with
who convinced. That's how you convince yourself to never stop talking.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. I'm not offended right now. It just might be you're tired. There's nothing. So when you go on, it doesn't mean someone's boring. It's just an involuntary muscle spasm. That is true. It has to do with the oxygen getting into your head.
Right.
So I hear from my doctor friends.
You have a lot of doctor friends?
I try to get good rest. Remember in the day. Back in the day,
Jesus, God, Rory fell asleep.
I'm not offended. You know what? My stories are to bring happiness. And happiness is sleeping. Wait a second. Nobody sleeps like that. Guys, you can never shut me up.
Help me stop telling.
Oh, you're all dreaming? You're going to keep doing it. Let me hear what you're saying, Rory.
Oh, it's hot. Give me a guest spot.
This is what you're all sleep. Wouldn't it be horrible to find out this is what everyone dreams of? Yeah. You find it.
I won't do any crowd work. I swear.
Lynn, start going. Make me a song. Like what I do all the time.
Make me a song. Make me a song about stuff. Sing me a new Rory song. Can you make a song for Daniel?
You hear it? Keep doing it.
Talk what? About Blake and where he's from in another song. Can you make a pretty one for Jordan? I want her to feel in and feel good.
Ah, shut up!
Can you do one really loud?
This is good.
Can you get it to me by tomorrow? Can you redo it?
Wait, this is what you do in your dream? You fantasize? You have nightmares over our full conversations?
Blake, can you please yell at someone who's your idol that you're not comfortable with yelling at?
Wait a second, I can't believe, how could...
Blake, only do 10 minutes when you have a strong 25. No more than that, though.
Wait, I'm surprised Daniel, you know what, everybody starts singing Daniel until he gets happy. There's no way he could resist. He's sleeping right now. Daniel. Hey, Daniel, it's part of the show. It's mean, but you were sleeping. We got you out of sleep. Say something that the crowd
I'll
needs to hear.
Pretend you're asleep again.
Go ahead, snoring. Daniel. What do you got for us?
What happened?
You were sleeping, right?
Correct.
Now you're up.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel any better?
I feel a little worse.
Do you want to... Is there anything you want to... everybody?
Yeah, I have something to say. Do you have any Advil?
Yes, I do.
I do.
Can I have some?
I do, I do. You sound like a Jew.
You got a snore.
All right, everybody.
Katie, did you mark that down?
Wait, we didn't give Chris a chance to hear.
Hey,
what
you
he's
missed
thinking.
Something funny.
Baruch Ator Illinois on the handle of the poem.
Funny. You missed something funny Tommy said. I said to him when we were standing here, mm-hmm. I said, Tommy, have you ever taken a break from smoking pot? What's the longest you've ever gone? He goes, 3 years. Because he was in jail. 3 years.
That's a great line.
Yeah, he was great on it.
That's a great fucking line.
I wonder if he wrote that.
Watch it.
Should I stop?
Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot. Hey, that's the show, everybody.
Good night.
Time to do it right.
You should have got my friend.
Thank you. No, that was fine.
It was fun. There's going to be more in the morning.
It was fun.
Yeah, oh, we'll see you in the morning.
See you in the morning.
Good night, Katie.
Good night, Katie.
Good night, Daniel. Thanks for following me on Twitter.
All right, Daniel.
All right, Daniel. I want you to shut the recorder off, I swear to God.
Hey, good night.
Okay, it's off.
Guys, I just wanted to say now that...
Is the recorder off?
The recorder's off. I just wanted to personally thank... Hold on. Let Todd talk. I wanted to say now that I thought it was more, you know, just better to do with not doing it on the show, more sincere, but... You guys have just been fantastic this year,
God,
I tell
thank you.
You've been great, Lynn, with your songs and your jingles. And
thank
Chris,
you, Todd. That's just swell of you to say.
And Chris, you're always adding in and learning to get comfortable behind that board. And sometimes the drop-ins you do are just fantastic.
By golly, Todd, sometimes.
And Katie, some of those edits you make once in a while, it's just fantastic the way you do it. And I know I call you last minute sometimes, and it's just wonderful what you do for the show. And you know, Eric, I'll tell you what. I might call you Irk, but you're the opposite of it. You're Girk.
That's not good.
I didn't really make any sense. There. And Jordan, you're great. You come by, you bring us some cookies. And you know, if it wasn't for you, Jordan, we wouldn't have Rory.
No.
You're, yeah. Anyway, Daniel, God bless your soul.
Good night, Todd.
Love you, buddy. I might kill you in the middle of the night.
Good night, Todd. Boss.
I'm going to kill someone. You know what? If I wanted to pull the biggest good, the best ending, are we still taping?
No. Kill me, please.
No?
Todd, please kill
me.
Yeah. We are still taping?
Yeah.
You swear to God?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess we're done.
I don't need any
advice. Hey, Todd, I like your Chris Burden look that you're wearing right now.
All right. Should I stop?
All right. That's it, everybody. Bye. We'll see you in the morning. Hey. It's Todd. So now it's the morning. We all slept, and we get up, and we're all having coffee around the dining room table. And I'm going to—I'll tell you what happened. Blake found a spider in his coffee mug, and I think Daniel knew that that would drive me crazy because, you know, I want everything to be perfect, and so I think he tries to write it off like, "Oh, it's no big deal. It's no big deal." Meanwhile, I think Blake was grossed out. But hey, look, you know, what are you going to do? I live in the woods. So here we go. Breakfast with everybody.
There was a spider in my coffee.
What?
Oh,
wait. Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. Why am I laughing?
No big deal.
That's terrifying.
I'm sorry. You don't think spiders in your coffee?
It was probably on your clothes.
I hate spiders.
Ah, come on. You know the problem with spiders? They just look terrifying.
I thought you hated spiders too.
I do.
Yeah.
Hate?
But I've had to reconcile. Oh,
yeah. Yes, please.
No, like if there's a spider near me, I will run out of this building.
You want sugar?
See, end of it.
Yes, Wanda, please.
Did you drink?
Don't know if I'm about to have a panic.
I might be.
Do you want a hug?
Blake, you're fine.
I want to hug someone.
I think you are.
Thank you. All right, mate. I'm all right.
I think you are having a panic attack.
That's are we ready? Let's start now.
All right. Is that an homage shirt?
No, it's not.
All right, let's start now. Here you go. You ready, everybody?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, God.
Paint the picture. We're having coffee.
All right, we're to... we should probably snap a picture, but we're having coffee in the morning in the dining room here. Blake just found a spider in his coffee. It's funny because I really did have this place sprayed down. I had Orkins in here. I gave the guy $20. I said, spray to the point where it's unhealthy for my guests, which means no spiders. Disneyland 1980 is what I'm looking for. That's when they used diazinon, and you didn't see a spider in that park, I get that's wrong.
By the way, how do you know all this?
Because whenever we had a family function at our house, back in Philly, there's a lot of bugs, you know, or anywhere, like, you know, we don't really have bugs here at night.
Mosquitoes. The humidity on the East Coast is worse.
So, let Lynn pull up. Lynn just came back, got a good cup of coffee. So here's the hectic morning, although I feel all right now. But, so anyway...
I like you slipping the bug guy $20, man. Like, make sure you spray everywhere. And he'll be like, sir, it costs $80.
Yeah.
you don't even know that you should have paid.
It's so worth it to have Orkins. They're great. Plus, you know, when that truck pulls up in front of the house, it looks very professional. Looks like you got the Marines there helping you out.
Todd Glass Show, sponsored by...
Orkins. We get bugs out of your house. You know, I have a very environmentally friendly bug guy, which is the only way to do it. He comes into the house, no chemicals, no nothing. They just shoo him out of the house for about an hour and a half. Come on.
The bugs go.
Yeah. Guy shoos him out. He doesn't. You know what's so funny? Real quick, I don't want to divert too much.
That's a great joke. You should do that.
I should. Katie, mark that down.
Put it with your exterminator bit.
Well, I got a whole exterminator chunk before this morning is through.
Chunk.
Look at me. I'm like Regis and Kathy or whoever. Regis and Kelly or Kelly and whoever. I got my hot cup of coffee.
Uh-huh. And we're talking. We got postcards that listeners had sent in.
All right. So here's what happened this morning. I had it all in my head the way it was going to go down. Now, I get a lot of it. Blake said it right once. Some stuff is legitimate. Like, if there's too much noise going on during a podcast, some of that's legitimate. That's not me being crazy. And then there's some things, if you know me, you know, it's just, you go, look, that's Todd. Part of being a benefit of some of the greatness is sometimes he's Todd, right? So anyway, I had it in my head. But I always want to do it. It's like nobody else did anything wrong. So Daniel woke up this morning, wanted coffee before I was ready. Like, I had it in my head around 8:30, everyone wanted coffee. But then everybody wanted it before. So Daniel was in the kitchen, like, he wasn't doing anything. He was trying to make a cup of coffee. But I was like, get out of the, finally. I go, Daniel, get out of the kitchen. Because he doesn't know how to use the grinder. And he's just pressing buttons. So I do have fresh coffee.
To make coffee with a weed grinder, which takes forever.
But then I have instant coffee. I'm like, well, if you want instant coffee. And it was just seemed like I wanted everything to be smooth. I wanted everyone to wake up, and they had coffee, and it was ready, and it didn't happen. But that's the way I like things, you know. But and then poor Rory.
Poor.
I like that you started with poor.
Well, because Rory. I'm not crazy. I'm acknowledging. So Rory was doing a bit that involved not liking instant coffee. And I turned to him.
Hold on. I would like to clarify that this was the bit at full length, start to finish. What, can I have some coffee? Then I think Daniel might have said, oh, it's instant coffee. And then I jokingly went, Lynn, wait, Lynn, as though I was going to go with Lynn to get coffee.
Right, right, right. And
it's
I told him,
bit.
It has nothing to do with not liking the bit, but I turned to him, it's just about me. I go, I'm never going to enjoy a bit that involves someone not being satisfied. But I don't mind if the person does the bit necessarily. It's that I'm not going to join in on it. But no, that's just who I am. But I think that is, you know, I do think it's an interesting topic for what it's worth. Is that, you know, I did say it's not. It just I feel bad because I should be able to join in, but it's just hard. There was something else.
You don't deal with chaos well.
I don't deal with chaos well. I like organized chaos, very organized chaos.
Organized chaos. That's your CD right there.
Organized chaos.
Very organized chaos.
Like, I want it to be like this, calm. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. Softer. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, and you raise your hand and show it, if you're happy and you know it. This is me if I had kids. All right, everybody, so let's do another song. Quiet. You don't need juice, you always spill it, son.
I feel like this is a flashback
Daddy,
from
I'm
your
thirsty.
Son's therapy
well,
session.
Yeah, you don't need juice.
Your dad used to sing to you, clap if you know it, at the breakfast table? Yeah, and he said if we clapped too loud, we had to go back to sleep.
If you want to clap loud, it throws Daddy into a fit of sleep.
And,
all right, so now we're up, and Rory
was
saying...
There was no breakfast.
Saying,
Dad didn't want to mess up the kitchen.
Well, there's a lot of truth to that, too. You know what I thought? If I had kids, you have a separate house. If you had the money, you have a separate house, and then you... Let them all make a mess over there.
Oh, God.
Kids' Let them house. Do whatever they want. Yeah, you build a big kid's house and you put it.
I feel like that's a pitch for the Disney Channel. That could work.
Kid's house.
I would
it's
teach
like
dogs.
Brother, there's a bunch of kids in it.
Mm-hmm. If I had kids, I would teach. I would get 5 dogs and teach them how to clean up all the time. Yeah, maybe not. So now we're up. Now we're up. We had fun.
Instantly. Yeah. Maybe I wouldn't do that.
Yeah. Maybe that would get. Maybe the word would get out, and that wouldn't look too good. All right. So, but we had. We did have a fun night last night. My favorite thing was, again, falling asleep. I think we have some after the recordings on the phone, where me and Blake were doing this bit where every time his air mattress moved, I went gross, and it was very Family Guy-ish because the more he would do it, the more I would go gross, Gross. And it took me about 20 minutes to get him laughing, and then he couldn't stop.
I couldn't stop. I was laughing immediately.
This
I
is like 3
stop.
In the morning?
Yeah, and then Rory...
Yeah, it was 3 in the morning.
Rory and Jordan... Well, I did realize that. I go, man, I was acknowledging, and I go, they got to get up. I go, but we're doing a podcast. And then Blake goes, we go, let's turn and do another podcast. So Katie was up, so she turned back on the regular what? Equipment.
You did all this 3 in the morning?
Yeah. Well, this was
no,
about...
No, this was before that...
Yeah, yeah, when did you turn your... When did you wake
that
up?
That was just right when... No, I didn't woke up or woke up. That's just right when everyone went to bed. Before
it was right at the winding down.
Yeah.
Well, no, we got one of the wind downs. When we all went to bed, we do have that recorded. But yeah. Then it was after every... We wound down and went, okay, now it's time to turn off the recording equipment, even though we all were in bed and we recorded that, yelling from bed to bed, talking,
you know,
all
it sounds
over the
like?
Place.
I feel like,
you guys
I feel like for the listener, it sounds like we never did do it, but we've written this stuff to really make it seem like we went through all the... We're like, well, we got to really abstractly yeah. talk about this.
Yeah, and wait, and mention the beds. Mention the beds.
And everybody's agreeing in a way that it looks like we're lying. Like, whichever way we go, we're supportive. Like, and then, wait, when was it? That was 11, not 3? 11, 11, 11. It was 11.
And then we went to bed.
At 10. 10, it was 10.
I think 10. It was 10. 10. It was 10. Yeah, 10. Definitely.
Definitely 10.
Definitely 10.
And then Lynn, at 3 in the morning, started playing his trumpet.
Three,
was that
right.
3 in the morning
three.
Or 4?
That's 4.
3.
Almost 4.
Almost 4. Almost 4. Every hour on the hour.
That was a song.
The point is, we want the listener to know, the podcast doesn't stop just because we turn the microphones on.
No.
We still do the bits.
We still do
play the music.
It's true.
Music,
we still
yeah.
interview Tommy Chong. We still,
did.
It all continues.
Tommy Chong
he never
is still
left.
Here. He's still here.
All right, so here's what I want to say is that, so that bit was making me giggle. Like, you know, I almost want to just have Sleepover at Todd's as a podcast, and it's literally just coming over. Like, every, I love, first of all, love that Blake and Rory and Jordan had pajamas. It made every,
very cool.
And Lynn had Stewie pajamas on. You did too, but you know what's so funny?
She still has them. She has South Park.
I like it because you look at it and it changes the whole vibe of the night.
I agree.
It's like you're seeing someone how you don't normally see.
I haven't worn those pajamas before, and they were so comfortable. I kind of want to just wear them like clothes.
I wish I brought something. I mean, Chris Burden's always dressed for bed, so that was easy.
That's the advantage when you
take
go through
that, Chris.
No, it's true.
When you go through life in pajamas, you're always ready for bed. That's Chris Burden.
Beautiful.
That's going to be on his tombstone.
That's life.
God forbid you ever pass away. Anyway, we
I bet he does. I bet he does.
Guys, I got to stop you. We got a crazy show this morning. We'll be right back on the talk show.
All right.
So, you know, here we are with instant coffee.
I'm getting some more.
Oh, really?
Keep going. I want to.
Oh, wow.
Anybody
want some of mine?
From another room. Keep going.
Does anybody want some of my coffee bean?
I'm good.
No, thank you.
They're sponsoring the morning show.
Can I tell you my favorite part? I love looking out and seeing all the coffee mugs across this kitchen table here with steam coming out of them.
That's good.
That is nice.
It is.
I like looking at Daniel's hair.
Having a good hair day?
Yeah.
By the way, I did go to bed last and got up before everybody.
You did. Not true.
Yes, it is.
Didn't Jordan get up before you?
Nope.
No, but I can attest that Todd was up first.
Thank you. God, there's nothing like when something would have turned into a 30-minute conversation and Lynn goes, no, I was up first. I'm positive.
Yeah, that actually
does
make sense. Because it got oddly quiet.
I was up first because I saw everybody sleeping.
Yeah, because it got quiet.
That doesn't mean we were necessarily sleeping.
I was up first because I saw Todd up cleaning.
Thank you, Daniel.
Why, was I snoring?
Yeah.
No.
Yes. I snore?
Todd,
yeah.
It sounded like a freight train was dropping.
Oh, yeah.
Your snore is back.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Snore is back.
The snore is back.
All right, everyone, remember, we still have to talk one at a time.
We should cancel the whole thing.
Last night, there were so many moments where, because the mics were not in front of us, we would forget that we were still doing a podcast. Well, anyway, on today's show, what if we had a show like they let us do a morning show like this all over the place and fun? Like, it's like The View, but it's,
who
you
does?
Know. Like a network.
The government.
But then we had to talk the government. But then we had to talk about all the normal shit. So after all this, then we go, well, anyway, on today's show, we're going to learn how you can take cupcakes and make a cake out of them.
Oh, thank
God. I couldn't think of anything. How can you make... We're going to teach you
how to... No. I like that. How to take a bunch of cupcakes and smush them into one big cake.
We're going
to
learn that in about 20 minutes. Coming up today on Marc Maron. Marc Maron sits down with Sebastian and has a conversation about comedy and life and how he got started. And as always, finds something about that performer that we didn't already know later on the Marc Maron show. You're listening to Mornings with Todd Glass.
did you hear that interview?
Yeah, I did.
That was a great interview.
It was. You know what I noticed about a lot of Marc Maron's interviews?
Just Sebastian Maniscalco. It was awesome. Sebastian. I love Sebastian.
Yeah.
He goes, Sebastian said, he said, you never doubted yourself, Marcos? You never doubted yourself? Like a lot of us. Like, yes. Maybe I'm not meant to be with this. Maybe I shouldn't do this. And Sebastian said, no. And something Maron said something to the effect of, oh, that's a lot of confidence. I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah.
It's like too much confidence. Mikey LaRue, you're doing good?
Was the interview good?
Everything okay?
It was a good interview?
It was great.
It was great.
It was great. So last night I felt a little bad. Oh, so one point last night we turned on my phone. We just did the recorder on my phone for like after the show as a joke. And then we're all doing it and Blake goes, are we just doing a podcast so we can talk? Like,
that's what it was.
In other words, because if you shushed us and we can always go, we're doing a podcast. Like, podcast trumps anything. And can I tell what you told me in college?
Yeah.
Were you guys in college?
I can.
Yeah, we went to college together.
Yeah.
Well, Blake's 2 years ahead of me.
In college.
Right. So what did you do when your roommate used to come into your room?
I would tell him that whenever I wanted like 40 minutes just to lay in my bed, I'd say I was recording a podcast. And he'd knock on the door, I'm like, nah, I'm recording a podcast. And I'd have 40 minutes to myself every single time.
You know, Blake, back when I was in college, I would have had to say, guys, I'm going into my room to record a radio show that no one will ever hear because the podcasts aren't even a thing.
Oh, my.
I just said I was going to jerk off to gross stuff.
Do you remember about 10 years ago, even probably 15 years ago, when they had internet radio, and that seemed like you were such a loser if you had an internet radio show.
And what does that teach us?
That teaches us
podcasts are for losers.
It teaches us that technology needs to catch up, but those people were innovators in a way.
Exactly. It sort of goes down the patents thing. Don't be the person, because let me tell you something. If you don't do it now, when you're 30, okay, it's commendable. If you don't do it at 40, it's commendable. Don't stop at 50.
Yeah.
If you it takes
making
a lot
fun
of work
of new things
making that, fun of new things. Don't be that fucking person. Because yeah, that's it in a nutshell. You're right. Making fun of new things, like. Just don't, like the same thing I said when everybody was doing their own little short films. The same people that made fun of podcasting are the people that made fun of everything. And then eventually they do it, but they do it begrudgingly, I say.
And they do it last.
Yeah, they do it last because they, or that when short films became popular to shoot because camera equipment was affordable. Yes. There were people probably going, oh, everyone's doing a short film. I think you're on the wrong side of the making fun of
people. Can I give you the most absurd one of those that's ever happened to me? When I was living in South Carolina, or I went back to visit, I did a show, and my iPod got stolen after a show I did in my hometown.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy that I went to high school with, he goes, you have an iPod? What are you, gay? That was the first time in my head. It was almost like, it was the first time ever, and Andy Haynes has a great joke about this, but it was the first time ever it actually occurred to me, I was like, oh my, I think the thing is, like, maybe you don't even know what gay is. this is the weirdest use I've ever heard of this, like, derogatory statement. And you're also talking about one of the most convenient ways to listen to a lot of music.
Yeah. Yeah, like, we find out that later he sees the guy with a loud, like, a stereo with bass and everything. Like, you know, one of those high-end, you go over someone's house. And he goes, no. He goes over someone's house. They have built-in surround sound. The music just sounds unbelievable. The guy hears it. He goes, this sounds unbelievable. Are you gay? What do you think gay is? He goes, forward thinking in the technology world. Yeah, like that made you gay. Very advanced. And
he's like, well, convenient ways to listen to music.
Yeah, that's gay.
Then maybe I am. Maybe I don't know what gay is.
I wish Steve Jobs was gay.
Yeah, Steve Jobs was definitely gay. All right, listen, enough of that.
One of our morning steps on the Todd Glass.
Just, by the way, a lesson in business. It blows my mind that Sony fucked that up. They had the Walkman. They invented personal portable music. They invented the concept of listening to music with you.
By the way,
and then they lost it.
Someone told me it's not as odd as you think. They invented it with what their technology was.
Yeah, and then they did. Yes,
they didn't have. It was a different type of company that now would be a forward thinking in music. Yeah. It became more of a computer type of a thing?
Yes, yes. And iTunes played a big role in iPod being so successful.
But it goes back to your other point, right? So it's not first to market, it's who's got the better idea. Keep going.
That's right. The story of my life.
But it's like this. You're not first to market with a podcast, but you have a great fucking podcast.
Yeah.
Hey, hello.
We might be the first.
I know the first were the people that did, you're right, the internet radio was basically podcasting. Yeah. They didn't call it podcasting. And, all right, enough with
podcasting. But you couldn't take it with you. You couldn't take those shows with you. You couldn't even put them on tape.
Oh, you're right.
Did you guys ever sit and make your own radio shows with, like, a karaoke machine just recorded onto a cassette tape and have, like, a microphone?
No, I'm young.
Me, our first CD... Yeah. Not CD, tape. Me and Lynn, when we had a show called Juvenile Jungle, first it was me, Pablo Francisco, Lynn,
yep.
And then Craig Titus was in it, and Chris Titus was in it. Anyway, it was like a crazy show where we took our stand-up and we chopped it up. If you had a character, you would maybe just come out and do it and get a blackout, then maybe I'd come out and do 10 minutes of stand-up, then all of a sudden I'd come out as Phil Donahue, Lynn would come out doing a character. It was called Absolute Madness at first, and then it was Juvenile Jungle. It was when Mark Anderson... God rest his soul.
Are these out there?
What was one of the tracks that you told me about?
We wanted to make a CD to sell. I think we might have talked about this, one of the first podcasts with Tom Martin or the second one. But we wanted to make a CD, so we had, like, literally, Lynn brought his keyboard over to the house, and we had some type of recorder, and we just had
an old tape recorder, just a little tape recorder.
And we made tapes.
Cassette.
And then the way we made shirts... Because we would sell a lot of shirts, and we had to travel with a sound person to do the show, who, by the way, again, during the day, we would go out and shoot little shorts and show them in the show at night. It was a fun show to do.
Awesome. Yeah.
It was definitely fun show to do. And the guy, Mike McCaleb, who traveled with us, was editing on his computer way before anybody else. It was crazy. We'd go out during the day. We'd do something funny in the hotel lobby. One time, Lynn dressed up as a housekeeper, and he was just going around being crazy, smoking cigarettes and wiping things down. I was laughing so hard where I couldn't breathe.
You gotta get this stuff.
And then he shot it.
People would love to see this.
Yeah, we you didn't put anything up on YouTube back then. We'd show it in the show at night. We'd shoot things during the day, show them at the show at night. But anyway, my point was...
What was the track on the CD?
So we made a CD, but hold on real quick. Then we also made shirts. What we did with all the shirt money is that was Mike's money that traveled with us. We had to pay his air and his hotel and... the shirts paid everything for him, but what they were is we'd buy plain white shirts, and with paint pens, we would draw a circle with three lines of hair coming out of it. So it'd be like a red circle with three lines of hair, and then it said Juvenile Jungle written like a little kid, which you just couldn't mess it up. And they sold for like $15. And then during the show, I would do Phil Donahue. So we figured out, like, when I'd go through the crowd, I'd put my hand around somebody and go, what are you going to do, the Phil Donahue? And then they'd snap a picture, realizing anybody in that show is going to want that picture. So by the end of the 6-month run, we figured out that the more people I could put my hands around, the more pictures we would sell. So, like, I know it's visual, but, like, I'd walk through, it would be like this. I'd put my hand around this person, pose for the camera. What are you going to do? Then I'd walk over to this person. Who's right and who's wrong? At the end of the day, I do this. I go, $15, $15, $15.
Todd's walking around the table.
What are you going to do? I'd get whole families. Look at this good-looking family. The long one.
Just like the picture people buy after a roller coaster ride.
Exactly. Yeah. By the end of the show,
that's what the show was. One big roller coaster.
Same faces
ride.
On the... Same
what
faces
about was the whole show?
Hold on, to make our CD, we had... At certain point, we did stuff live on the piano, and we just recorded it into a tape recorder, and then we had another tape recorder that we'd press record on sometimes, or played to play a track along with what we were doing. It was weird.
It was.
Tell me the song. Do the song.
Oh, well, so we the first song? Song on this. Oh, but hold on one second.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. So the first song on the CD is it's just me and Lynn going, you got ripped off and you bought this CD or tape. You got ripped off and you bought this tape. You got ripped off and you bought this tape. You got. It's just that was the
that
track.
That was.
And
was
then on the first one, we played songs. We go, hey, if you're driving in your car and you want to hear a song, we played a Tom Jones song. That was on our CD.
That's so fun.
And then we would make them in the hotel room on a double CD, on a double cassette thing where we record one at a time.
Not CDs, you were selling tapes.
Tapes. Oh, yeah, cassette tapes.
Yeah.
I had that. I have two of them.
Well, Lynn, really? By the way, Lynn has one of the tapes.
You gotta get these.
He has one of the tapes. These. We have video of it, too. We look like we're 12.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
You gotta post it.
Yeah, that sounds great.
They look like they were 12. They were 4.
We're very advanced. But anyway, so there we go. So last night, my favorite part, I gotta tell you, was just after everybody, the giggling between me and Blake. And it was so much fun. And then
I had to use my inhaler this morning from giggling. Yeah.
Because every time asthma. I go, still gross.
I think it might be asthma.
Hold on.
I don't think it's the giggling. I think
no, 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 no. No. I was really short of breath from giggling.
Well, but I think that's...
No, I have to go to a doctor because I have a good sense of humor.
Yeah,
no,
Blake's the only one he goes.
No.
Oh, this is a giggler in there.
If you don't accept...
No, I had to quit playing basketball because I like laughing.
Because I'm after the uniform.
Yeah. This
is a giggler suppressor. Hey, hand me my giggler suppressor.
Are you sure that's what it's called?
It's a giggler suppressor. What is it? A giggler
suppressor.
A giggler suppressor. I can't say it.
Suppressor.
Suppressor.
Suppress.
Suppressor. Suppressor. You suppressor. All right. Well, listen, everybody. So was it really keeping you up last night?
Yes.
Was it fun or was it annoying?
I laughed at some point, and then I got to a point where I was like, shut the fuck up.
What do we do?
I laughed a lot in my room.
Did you hear us?
No.
Well, here's what I think.
I was like, why didn't we put this air mattress in Lynn's room and sleep in there with Lynn?
That's well, because we all had to be together. That was the goal. Here, I have an idea next time.
I was outside.
We do it
live.
We do it where we all sleep in a room, but then for those people that are still up, we go into like another room that's not next to them to let people sleep. Because I get it. Once you're at that tired where you're like, I would love to partake, but I'm... Because I could have gone... I was up for a while. I was up till... What time were we up
till? Did you sleep through it all?
I slept through everything, and now I'm a little sad that I missed...
Well, you don't remember us calling your name? Daniel.
No. We were chanting it.
It's on tape.
It's
on tape.
Did you really?
Stupid talk about the tape. Yeah, we recorded it, and I said, you were sleeping, and you go, yeah. I go, now you're up, abruptly. And we're recording, so what do you got for us? And I forget what you did.
I think you just went back to sleep.
You went back to sleep.
Pulled your dick out. It's inappropriate.
Oh, I don't remember this at all.
Do you remember waking up?
Your eyes were
closed. That's where you're like, well, maybe let him go to bed.
Do you remember do you remember you were trying to pull Jordan's pants down and you said you were looking for your
keys.
For your keys?
Well, I was looking for my keys.
In her vagina?
Well, I don't know where you lose your keys. Sometimes.
Here's the thing.
That's
you
true,
would think in
true.
This situation, I would defend
that's Jordan.
That's
you would least expect.
She hides people's keys in her vagina.
I know.
So
that's why he was looking.
Daniel.
That's true.
That he might have found him there.
Worth Katie, did you have fun?
Yeah, I did.
I thought the snoring came from Blake.
I'm really
How
nervous about
you.
The snoring because let me tell you, here's the good part about it, that it's not at the point. I used to snore so much it would wake me up and I would wake up exhausted. But if I'm snoring, it explains something. And it really, I'm not even joking. This is worth it just for that. I've been tired a lot lately, even though I go to bed after everyone and get up before everybody.
Yeah, that's weird. That would happen.
But no, I'm not usually, I'm still a little groggy during the day. And if I'm snoring, I'm glad I'm not at the point where I'm choking and waking up again. That means
you did that a couple times.
Well, at least I'm not remembering it.
Well, I
that's because your brain cells are dying. They're not getting any air.
You know, so my point is that at least I'm not, it's not doing what it did, but I got to go back down 10 more pounds because I lost 30, I gained a little back. If I'm snoring, that just means that 10, by the way, the 10.
You were not snoring, like when you dropped the 30, when you were at your best, it wasn't.
The 10 pounds is where it happens again. It starts to happen. It's not like it used to be when I was 30 pounds heavier. And you might think 30 pounds, that's not morbidly obese. It's the difference between 10, 12 pounds, and I got to go back
down.
Can
I tell the story, the hotel story, when we were all in the gig years ago?
Well,
and
that used to happen a lot. Tell the story, and then I'll explain why
So all three of us shared a room, right? Because it was you and Jimmy Dore, and then it was in Santa Barbara, and then I just came up last minute, and I crashed in your room. So Jimmy and I slept on the bed, and you slept on the floor. And you were snoring so loud, it woke us up, and Jim and I started doing, like, some bit. And then we started laughing really loud. And then Todd goes, hey, guys, I can fucking hear you.
Well, here's why that would happen.
I have that same thing when we were in North Carolina. He slept on the couch, and me and my buddy slept in the bed.
That's when you came
and
when I opened for...
For David Cross. Your snoring was so loud... I didn't really know Todd that well. Like, we had hung out a few times, but I told my buddy, I was like, I think he's fucking with us. Like, the snoring is so... comically loud. And then, him in such a deep sleep, started plain as day, crystal clear verbiage, was just saying bits. And I was like, he's obviously fucking with us.
No.
What were the bits? Can you do it?
I don't remember the bits, but it was clear. It was pretty much as clear... as the way that I'm currently talking, Todd on his back sleeping, and just hey man, little,
well,
not that I mean saying real words.
Well, that's hold on. Let me explain. So back in the day when I would, not back in the day, when I, and it makes it sound like I was 100 pounds overweight. When I was even 30 pounds overweight, oh, it was bad. What went on, now that I've lost the weight, if last night is as bad as it was, that makes me want to lose the weight because I don't want it to get back to where it was. I still feel very rested when I woke up this morning, but it's creeping back is what's happening. But what the reason when I heard people laughing, here's why. My doctor said, you're not, when you're snoring, everyone thinks you're in a deep, deep, deep sleep. The fact is, if he explained it right or I'm repeating it right, you're not. So when people hear me snoring, I was in a not a deep sleep at all. So when I hear them laughing, what would happen was I would hear people laugh. I'd wake up and I would go, what are you laughing at? They would go, you're snoring really loud. So that in the future, like that night when we were in the hotel and I heard you laughing, I had already learned from waking up and asking that you were laughing at me.
So you thought, so, but we weren't.
Oh, I think you were.
No, we were laughing because we did a bit. Well, I keep saying we did a bit because I don't want to say what happened was I farted. And Jimmy Dore got so mad at me because it was so bad. So he started yelling at me, and I found that hilarious. And then he started laughing. It had nothing to do with you.
Oh, why? But I thought it was.
Yeah.
Because most of the time it was. But I can do bits. This comedian, there used to be a comedian. He still is in Philadelphia. His name is Ben Carlin. And I was working with this other comedian, and we all stayed at, like, the owner of the club's house. Like, downstairs, there was, like, a room with like three beds in it, and we all crashed in his house. This is, I probably was like 19 or 20. And
so just a couple years ago.
And so he woke me up, and he wanted to see like how quick I can get into a bit. And I used to do Ben Carlin all the time. So he, to this day, he goes, Todd, there's no way you were sleeping. And now I think he believes it. I go, to George Carlin, I'm telling you guys, I was sleeping. Yeah. I wasn't awake and faking sleeping. He woke me up. And he woke me up. He goes, Todd. He goes, do Ben Carlin. I went, what kind of world do we live in? He goes, how the fuck can you wake up? And I go, I'll do a bit right away. If my eyes open up and I can do a bit, I'm happy. When I can't do bits, I get sleepy. I'm serious. Like, if I can't be silly, like, if I have to go to a party or somewhere where...
Maybe that's what you need. If you're not getting... If you're like, oh, I feel exhausted, maybe you just need to... Have a cutoff time when you're like, I'm not going to try to do any bits after 11:30.
Why? I need to do...
So you can get some
sleep. Oh, so I can sleep. Yeah, maybe that would have been a good idea last
time. And for the rest of us, you know. Yeah.
Well, everybody, I think it's fun. Time we say goodbye.
Thanks for opening your house to us, Todd, for a camping trip.
We're still pretending we're at Todd's house.
By the way, the camping, we'll talk about that on our next podcast. Now, last night, we did go out by the fire for a long time, which was great. It adds a different element to it. There was a period where I said, we'll play it by ear. I had what you call the barn outside completely emptied out. I had the barn table out of there. It was basically a big sort of barn-like room, which I was going to open up the doors to the front of it. Mm-hmm. And like I said, like a lean-to. We could have all just got our sleeping bags and been all over the place.
Yeah.
Yeah, like an open-air cabin. But everybody did choose to come inside.
That's cooler.
It was a little muggy.
I still think we will do a proper... How about for 2 years, we do a proper...
No. I think before then. I think way before then, when it cools out, we're going to do an honest... Nice. Go camping in Malibu.
Nice.
Okay. At someone else's house. Yeah. You've never legitimately been camping. We're starting to learn. You're like, everyone comes over to your house.
Yeah, sleep on the floor. That's camping. What if they're like, no, let's go to like...
let's go to the Redwoods.
Okay, do you know somebody who owns a house there?
Yeah. Well, by the way, I should say this. We've talked about it before. I highly, what we call, now, by the way, just because I don't know why, the jokes, what I call hardcore camping. I have gone hardcore camping. I enjoy it more when it's a small group because there's less to organize. If you have if you have 12 people, there's always some people that, there's the workers and there's the people that will sit around and do nothing. And they don't think you know who they are. So I'm the organizer. So when you have 13 people and you want the site to run, there's a lot of organization to camping. That's the one area where I think people that would camp would go, he's right. When you get good at it, you can make fun of me around the house and I'm all right with it. But camping, you got to have it down to a science. You got to store things right and put things right. There's a lot of organization.
I think that's right. You got to break everybody up into their own departments so then they're accountable for their...
I don't know. I think I'd only camp real camping. Now, I would do camping where we put an RV on the site, because that takes a lot less organization. You bring in a mobile, it's like you have the refrigerator, you put the beer, you can put your food up in cabinets. You have a mobile unit you bring into the woods. You're still in tents at night. You still have, no TV. You still have a campfire at night. So there's a lot of it, but as far as using the outhouse, I never want to do that again. God, am I talking a lot.
Yeah, Teresa can't figure out how you got through this whole night.
You know what? I actually had a really good time. Mm-hmm. I had a really good time.
You did well.
What's that for?
I'm going to take another panoramic.
Okay. So, what are you looking at, Daniel?
I'm writing down a note.
Oh, okay. You know what's funny about that? I'm all right. Look, not that I get to decide what's all right and what's not, but as far as having the phones, I wish there was a way you could turn your phone off but still use it for... I get people want to record things into it and ideas.
Airplane mode.
Everybody stay as still as possible.
All right. We're taking a picture, everybody.
You'll see it.
All right, well, let me say goodnight, or good after, good morning.
Hey.
That's hard to learn. So last night was fun. Lynn?
Yeah.
Thank you for sleeping over. It was fun. Hey, did you get the email I forwarded you? It was a tweet. It said, I want to live in a world where everybody is...
Where every comedian has
a ringtone
made by Lynn Shore.
Ooh. By Lynn Shore singing. Like, wherever you were at, you'd hear, like, Lynn's voice. I like that. It was very nice. I forwarded it to you. So
I'm going to retweet it.
So anyway, we'll put
a picture on your Twitter profile. It looks very shady when there's no picture. It's hard to take a profile seriously.
Thank you very much. Everyone listening, that's a very good point.
Yeah.
I feel like I was...
And by the way, whoever started the fake Daniel Aquino profile, I really don't mind, and I will not, have it taken down, as long as you don't tweet anything hateful or horrible that I would,
What,
not
somebody took
down.
The real
that
name?
I would prefer
someone started
to say
a
on
fake
my real
Daniel Aquino account, which, by the way, is, yes, which is very flattering, and, unless it's creepy.
All right, so here we go. Chris, thank you. Blake Wexler, thank you. Rory, thank you. Jordan's not here. Thank her. Lynn Shore, thank you. Daniel Aquino, thank you. Mikey, thank you very much for the visuals. As Irk is gone. He had to go home and feed his dog.
Sensitive
also, I want to thank Sensitive came by last
night. Yes, he did. Yeah.
And his cousin.
That was something to look at.
Good evening.
Hello.
Great evening.
Wow. What would you like to do with her?
Oh, she did.
I'm she's just kidding.
With
why do I say things?
I'm in love.
Nice.
You're in love with your wife. To see you two cuddling was just...
I'm in love with your wife.
Your wife?
We should be, right?
She's got great feet.
Thank you.
Oh, God.
That
he's right.
Pacific.
Mm-hmm.
That was Pacific.
He was doing it last night. He was taking pictures.
You know what I
see. I make it sound worse.
Who do we give the final word to?
You know what I see. No, guys, it's cool. He was taking pictures.
I think...
She didn't know.
You should say something. Sure.
Well, Chris, you want to say the final word?
No.
You don't. You
that was it.
That was it.
All right. Well,
do it.
No, let's make it yes. Let's make it positive.
Yeah.
Well,
do you have any violin?
Well, no. I think we don't. We had a good time. This was great. It's going to be a little editing, putting all the segments together.
Little editing.
Oh yeah! Remember he did the sound effect last night. The Todd Glass Show.
That was so fun.
All right, everybody. This was fun. I hope it was fun. You'll be the deciding factor of that. Next week, we'll talk about Hotel Blankets, where our guest will be Graham Elwood. We'll find out if he think it's acceptable to get a dirty blanket. We know what everybody on my team thinks. They prefer clean blankets. Having a dirty blanket is not a big deal. Isn't that who they are? Doesn't that tell more about them? Until tomorrow, everybody, good morning. Hey. Well, here we go. Guess what we're doing now? We're going back in time. I really like that music in the background. What happens now is, eventually everybody's sleeping. And Katie reaches over and turns off all the recording equipment. And I'm laying there for a while and I realize Blake is up. It's probably one of my favorite points of the evening because, we're trying to be quiet because everybody is sleeping. And, it's just one of those great moments where you can't control your laughing. And I should tell you this also. I think this will help you understand a little better. Because we're laughing so hard, Rory, I really like that music in the background. Rory wakes up and he hears music in the house. And I turned on the TV in the kitchen because I thought really soft. I thought it would be peaceful, sort of going through the house softly, but obviously. Well, the reason I like the moment is because I even forget we're recording at that point. And it's just a very genuine reaction, me, going, oh, that's not good. So anyway, there you go. Here it is, me and Blake at 2:30 in the morning.
Mickey LaRue. He goes, do you mind if I sleep in your special bed fitted to your body?
You mind if I ruin your bed?
You mind if I put my camera equipment and I sleep with it around my neck? Where is Mikey? Oh, he's outside.
No, he's sleeping in the little room.
Move around a little. Do that thing. Come on, that's gross. So before we all woke up, but gross, we started doing this bit, and I said I could see Peter from the gross. You know when the mattress makes that noise, and then you go gross. But if you keep doing it, gross. No, I'm not even joking around. It's gross. Oh, gross. No, that's gross. And I'm not trying to be a jerk. I'm just saying that's gross. 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 Still gross. Gross. I'm just telling you it's gross. That's what I'm thinking. I know you're trying to get comfortable, but I'm just letting you know it's gross. I'm not saying stop it.
Seriously.
Gross. 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 Grosser.
Is there music
going? No, he's farting. At least his mattresses. We're never sure who it is until the... I'm sorry. Oh, yeah, is that music no good?
Sleep. Is that music no good?
I thought it was peaceful.
The Nutcracker's playing and everyone's trying to
keep talking.
I think it sounds, it makes me think I'm in a resort.
What kind of resort makes you sleep on the floor?
My resort that I start. I do it my way. People go, well, here's what I want to do. I go, here's what I want you to do.
Todd, your resort's called The Last Resort.
Yeah, it's the last resort for people that have never been pleased by a resort. And it's their last resort where they... But in my resort, they have to do what I say. But no other resorts will invite them. So they have to go to my resort. It's one of the last resort. And old people come on. I go, nope. You don't eat and need a buffet at midnight. You're fat enough.
In my resort, you're gonna get good stuff, but you're gonna take care of you. Gross. Gross. We gotta go. Oh my God, I'm gonna die. Hey everybody, guess what? Alright, there's a little bit more. So, you know, I should say this. I want to do a sleepover. Maybe at the Meltdown, where like 25 people get to sleep over, and then we have like breakfast in the morning. We'll have like maybe a breakfast truck out back. It's going to take a little while to put that together, but I think it would be a really fun and different type of live podcast. Have everybody, they have to wear pajamas, bring your sleeping bag, and we'll just all sleep all over the Meltdown. So we'll try to start planning that. And I like that music in the background. I end up going to sleep for a little while, but I end up waking back up, and now it's like, I don't know, maybe almost 4 o'clock in the morning. And honestly, I just thought, okay, I'll just shut my eyes again and go back to bed. But I go real softly. I go, Blake? And he was up. And that's what this little piece of footage is. Now it's like so late. It's just me and Blake. And I think that's it. Here's what we'll leave you. And this was our one-year anniversary show, so I just want to let everyone know. Obviously, I don't want to sound like, too cheesy or whatever the word is, but appreciate all the emails, even the tweets, which I don't respond to all the time because it's easier for me to respond to emails. I do read them. Just, you know, a lot of decent, kind people, and proves you can be crass, which I think is so funny to be crass, and also be decent, and so I think the emails reflect that, and I appreciate them, and it lets me know we're going in the right direction. So, and it's been fun. I mean, you know, how could this not be fun? Whatever we want to do, we can do. There's no rules. There's no boundaries. It's a lot of fun. So I've never liked anything this much except for doing stand-up. So this has been a lot of fun. So there you go. Here's the last little piece of footage with me and footage or whatever with me and Blake. It's very short, but it's I think it's a good way to wrap up the show. Okay, I like that music in the background. I think it's about 3:45. And I am the only one up. And I obviously I'm talking into my phone.
I'm up too.
Why are you still up? By the way,
what?
I'm recording this. My phone.
Gross.
Oh my god.
Dad, I'm trying to sleep.
Gross. What if we oh, I hope we're getting this. Please, we better be getting this. What if we went over to Jordan and we pulled her pants down? No, I wouldn't do it. And then we wait. She wakes up. We go, "What? We just wanted to see what your vagina looked like." If it can, I'm repeating it. Blake just asked me how are people still asleep. I think the question is why are me. And by the way,
yeah, but it's not our fault. It's their fault. They're the ones who are missing out on the fun.
And we are recording a podcast, technically.
Right, we're working. We're on the clock.
Oh my god, I have a headache. Make that sound.
No.
Just try to make it.
No, I gotta go to sleep.
Gross. I'm gonna vomit.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.